Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Couch. It's another beautiful day. I think every time I come here, I say it's another beautiful day. But it's actually beautiful for you because being beautiful does not mean you've not had the challenges or you've not been to one thing or the other. But the fact that you're still alive, you're still breathing, that's a gift of life. And that's what makes it beautiful. So, welcome. My name is Shei Oluwasogo, also known as Poshpi, and this is Poshpi's Couch. I've had a busy week already, even though it's Monday. Last week, let's do a quick recap on last week's show. Last week, I did a solo show last week, which I titled Let's Talk, and we had a lot to talk about last week. We talked about this outrage. I was ranting about podcasters and the way they talk about rubbish these days. And I feel like when you have a podcast or a platform, it should be used for a good purpose. The world is chaotic enough. Like, let's try and find some other instead of making it more worse. Like, when I go on social media and I check some podcasts, I'm like, what the hell? But yeah, we spoke about podcast. We spoke about World Cup, which is now ongoing. I hope you guys are watching. I've been following closely. So Spain plays 0-0 with Cape Verde today. That is wow. Like Cape Verde is like, the difference between Spain and that is just massive. But they actually played 0-0, which was a good one. I mean, that's David and Goliath story. So that we spoke about different things last week, about friendship, relationship. We spoke about how where people are having benefits, you know, friend with benefit issues. You know, it was a good one. I enjoyed it. And thanks to everyone back at home. Your feedback keeps me going and your encouragement keeps me going. So thank you very much. Today, the topic we're going to do today is a topic that we all try to avoid as much as possible. But it's a necessity because it's a reality of what's going on these days. I checked the stats of divorce and it's alarming. It's alarming. So why can't we address it? So, and I got the right person to do that with me today. I'm going to introduce her, but not yet, because it's a grand entrance when I introduce her, because I love this woman so much. We've come a long way. So, guys, I want to play this very song for a first song today, because when it comes to divorce, all we need is spiritual healing, because that thing, I mean, I've not been in one, but I've done a session with someone today on divorce, and it's heartbreaking, it's shattering. So I can feel it, even though I've not been through it, and I hope not, but I can feel it. I can walk in their shoes. I can empathize. So we need spiritual healing. So I'm gonna start with a song called "Spiritual Healing" by Two-Face. After that song, then I will introduce my guest, and then we're gonna flow in the right direction of today's show, and I'll see you in a minute.
There is fire in our eyes. All the things we said to each other are just nothing but truthful lies. I got the things that I know you well until you choose to do me so. Oh, oh, oh. Now I see higher than the height of the mountain. Deeper than the depth of the ocean. Further than the eyes can see. Me talking spirituality, I see wider than the width of the desert. Lower than the depth of the ocean. Further than the eyes can see. Me talking spirituality, spirituality. Open your eyes, spirituality. Free your mind from hate, spirituality. A chance to make it right. That's right from the beginning. Some people don't divide. They're fighting for the same thing. This is not bright. And brightness only come from when you see the light. Like life is so simple, but they make it complicated. To be civilized, you don't have to be educated. Let's make it happen so with time will not be wasted. Most of the things anticipated. Like don't trample upon another man to be elevated. Inflated egos can surely be deflated. The power of forgiveness is underrated. But with love and equality we all were created. I keep saying these things cause I know. I keep on saying these things until I go. And now I see. Now I see higher than the height of the mountain. Deeper than the depth of the ocean. Further than the eyes can see. Oh, me talking spirituality. And I see wider than the width of the desert. Lower than the depth of the ocean. Further than the ice case. Room it up in spirituality.
Welcome back, people. Right, that song you've been listening to is Spiritual Healing from Two-Face Idibia. Right, let me do a grand entrance for my guest. So, the name of my guest is Princetta Nicole. So, I met Princetta in one of my numerous degrees, because I have few. So, when I did my healthcare management degree, we met at uni, and we've been friends since then. In fact, I think I disappeared at some point, but she found me. She made that effort to find me, and ever since then, we've been buddies. And then I was like, okay, now that we've started this Posh Piece Couch, she's going to talk from an experience point of view. Because she's been there, or she's there rather. So she's a lot of things. So I don't know where to start. She's a chef. She's a business owner. She also has her own charity company. She's also a counselor, aspiring counselor. She will tell you more about herself. So, but I need to do mine, what I know first. So. Welcome to Posh Piece Couch, Princess. How are you today?
Thank you for having me. This conversation is long overdue. Yeah. I am Princess Nicole, the councillor candidate for the Conservative Party, Adwick Ward. I'm a business consultant and I don't want to scare you off. I'm a chef. I'm a mother of two. And I'm the founder for the Rising from the Ashes Community Interest Company. Okay. I met Pesh, of course, he told you already, we met at university during I think it was the most stressful time.
It was COVID.
During the COVID pandemic. So yes, I'll stop around that for now.
How are you today? Because I like to ask this question, because it's not in a vague way, like, how are you feeling today?
Well, today, to be honest, I'm feeling excited to be here to share my experience with people related to the topic you've shared, which is divorce and the mental impact. And I'm excited. I've reflected about my past experience and how I'm, and my present experience. I am very thankful I'm here to share my experience to people.
That's good. I love to hear that. Right, guys, today's topic is not about promoting divorce. It's not about glorifying anything, but it's actually the lived experience of what people have actually gone through, going through, or have gone through. So the impact, especially in our community as Black people, because let's be clear from beginning, divorce rate in Black community is just going up and up and up. So my first question would be, why do you think people, let's start from why do we get into divorce? What is the trigger for people to actually, because I think you agree with me that it's something that's more rampant in this world here right now.
Well, I'll focus on the Black community. I believe due to our cultural background and due to our beliefs, and I don't think we have patience to deal with each other these days. But I believe that one thing I learned after my divorced is that you have to be compatible with whoever you're getting married to, because it's a long life journey. But all of those things, I think, impact if you're impacted divorcing. Like if you have the wrong partner, you know, it starts from a little misunderstanding. I'll tell you, start from, oh, don't leave your sock on the corridor. Can lead to a divorce.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and anger. And I think for us here in the diaspora, we don't even have time to bond with our partners. And either the man is finishing work, let's say the husband, sorry, is finishing work at 9, the wife is just going out
cross,
of the house.
Cross shift,
and that's not helping as well. And most of the time, because of our culture, we just get married to anybody without compatibility. I think that's the first problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree with that one, because I feel like in especially in diaspora here, there's this pressure from here and back home that you're 30, even as early as 25, 26 for women, they start telling you, why are you not married? Why are you not married? For men also, immediately you're eating your 3-0, then the questions start popping. And then I feel like people are pressured into making a life, making that life choice of being with someone that they don't even know what's going to happen with them. And I think another reason also is we fall in love with our heart sometimes. Should we explore that?
Yeah, we should. We should. Because of my past experience, I've learned that, yes, you have right to fall in love with your heart, but you have to really think about the future.
Absolutely.
Are we compatible? Am I going to be able to cope with this person's bad behavior and good behavior, etc.? But even when I explain, we give all the references related to what I'm saying now, you have people who will not understand. And for me, I learned I got my experience after divorce.
Right.
That I have to really check who I want to get married to. You know, just little things can spark up.
When you speak about your experience, is it okay for us to, can you walk us through some of your past when you got married and what happened after? I mean, just a quick recap, and then maybe people might understand from your point of view.
For instance, I wasn't married at some certain age. And because of my culture, my mother started asking me questions. When you're going to get married, and, you know, having children as well. Because in our, from the black, most of the black culture, at certain age, you're supposed to get married, supposed to give back to children.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just our culture. But at one point, I reached a certain age, I was really forced to get married. So I just want to get anybody and get married, to be honest. And I was not compatible with the individual. I really don't blame him. I am very happy to say that I do not blame him, because...
And that is accountability.
Yes.
It's one of the things that we lack as women.
Yes, I really don't blame him, because he was like me as well. We were all out there just wanting to get married, just to fit in. Because I was having some pressure from friends, like when I go to parties or family gatherings, you see people out there who are married, they don't want to mingle with you. So that's the culture.
That's
frustrating. So you want to belong in certain groups, like who are married to you, you understand, without you doing the right checks.
That's right.
You understand? That's one reason. That was before. So I got married. Everything was okay, but not 100%. And that's when I realized that, I did not do the real check.
On the right one.
Yes. And I keep coping. I remember the first year I spoke to a very close friend and a family member, saying that, oh, I think I made a mistake. And she was like, oh, just cope. After 3 years, you're going to be all right.
And that's what people tell you all the time.
That's what they keep telling you. And it was 3 years. And she said, I got back to her. She's late now. She's my godmother. She said, no worries. That's our African marriage. You have to just wait after 7 years.
Now, so I was being... Man- I was being
yeah.
Now they've extended your contract has been extended to 7.
Yeah, I think she was manipulating me just to stay in the marriage.
Just to stay there.
And I was like 7, okay. And I was struggling. Mentally, physically, I was struggling because I was not happy. And then I spoke to my mom related to that the same situation.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, "Oh, don't disappoint me." Yeah, don't disappoint me. When you get married as an African, you're not supposed to divorce. So that was a pain I carried through. So I was building up this pain. So I was coping. And 10 years, I took 10 years in my past marriage. And I decided that, no, before 10 years, months before 10 years, I was speaking to myself loudly that I am not going to continue this because mentally it's not going to be good for me, mm-hmm. neither my children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So before I made up my mind that, you know what? I have to set my partner free. I have to set my partner free before I set myself free.
I set yourself free after.
And indeed it does happen.
Wow. Wow. Now that's actually, how does that make you feel?
Oh dear. Setting myself free. The day I decided that I was going to set myself free, I woke up one morning, I spoke to my dad. It's past, it's late now. And he said, whatever you want to do, you have to do it. And I was, you know, I needed a confirmation from one of my parents.
Yeah, absolutely.
And because I was feeling threatened to do it behind their back. So I needed a conversation. I needed to have this conversation with my father. And he said, you know what, Princetta? Go on and do whatever you want to do. You need to free yourself. And that day, it's like I was liberated.
Wow. Absolutely.
I was liberated. I felt happy. At least somebody was there to understand me.
To understand you. And that's all you need.
Yes. That's all I need. And that same day, I started to do my divorce.
And was that easy with your partner? Do you think guys were the same page or you had to push for that?
No, we were not on the same page. It was refusing, but I have a vision that I have to let him go. Because I knew it's like I got a picture of the future,
right.
That he's wasting his time, I'm wasting my time.
And that's not good for anyone.
Yes, but he was refusing to understand that we both have to move on, just to look to be happy. And if you're not happy in a marriage, you don't need to stay. You don't need to stay.
Let's talk about the stigma, because I feel like one of the major reasons why people don't want to get divorced is the stigma, especially in black community.
Yeah.
How has that affected you, being stigmatized that, oh, you're a divorcee? I know some people that will tell you, I can never marry a divorcee. I can never do this. You have to stay them. Even if you die. You must not leave that marriage because of... what's that?
Well... From our black culture, it comes as failure. It comes from culture, faith, family, and expectation, and community judgment. The judgment, you have to be ready for it. You know, for me, I was ready.
Right.
Regardless of whatever they're going to say. I lost a lot of friends. A lot of people stopped talking to me. Family. I'm telling you, family, friends, stop talking to me. But I was determined that I wanted something good for myself. I wanted to be happy, you understand? And they forget that marriage is by choice.
This is a choice.
And divorcing is not... to be a divorcee is not a failure. It's just that you know what you want, and you're very proud of yourself, and you're ready to move on without damaging the other person.
And you've already tried. Because I feel like in this age and age, sorry to cut you off, is that people are, like you said, you did a whole 10 years. I mean, I'm not encouraging people to do 10 years of suffering and of taking something that's not good for them. But I feel like the patient is thinner these days. At the click of one mistake, people are job like divorce. It's just social media. When you see post social media, anything happen, leave that man, leave that woman. And I'm thinking, so it has gone from being stigmatized to being celebrated.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. I'm not advising anybody because I'm not in anybody's shoes.
Of course.
But in my situation, I did all the time.
Like you could.
Yes.
And that's what I'm.
Yeah, going. I did. You know, that's I played around with things, and I was like, am I gonna make any change? Mm. And I'm not there to change anybody.
Oh no, you can't.
I'm refusing for people to change me. That I'm not. I don't want to change anybody.
Mm-hmm,
so, you know, I use all options, but mm-hmm. one thing I knew that I wanted is my peace.
Your peace.
And I want to free him as well. So I think right now we should be celebrating ourselves because, you know.
You know what? In some culture, you know, they actually do divorce party.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. I saw one on Facebook.
Right.
Somebody divorcing, I think, 7 months.
7 months.
and they was doing a white party. I was like, okay, I tried.
Yeah, I saw a few in America. When I went to America a few years ago, I was invited to a divorce party.
Yes. Yeah, it's, to be honest with you, it's an experience. It's a grieving experience. Mm-hmm.
That's actually where we're moving to. We'll talk about grief next.
Yes,
now.
It's a grieving mm-hmm. experience, but you did not bury anybody. You just bury mm-hmm. a situation or mm-hmm. a relationship. Mm-hmm. But you're going to go through the whole grieving process.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I think that's, talking of grieving now, talking about grieving, mm-hmm. I think what people don't understand is divorce is actually a grief. Because mm-hmm. you've not lost just someone, but you've lost something inside of you.
Yes.
You've lost your partner, not to death, but you've loved the relationship, the bond, the cordialness, the intimacy.
Yeah.
And those things, they cause for grief.
Yeah. It's a grieving
process.
People
need to grieve. Mm-hmm. It's just that the grief has to come in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're grieving the dream, mm-hmm. the future, mm-hmm. you know, the identity.
Identity, yeah.
What you've put in your head that this is going to be like this. Mm-hmm. What was mm-hmm. your grieving like?
Oh, fantastic. As we said, this was a grieving process. It was mm-hmm. an unspoken grief.
That's right.
So, the strategy, that's why I went to I went back to university.
Right.
That was my strategy.
Oh,
I went back to university. If you remember the first day
mm-hmm.
when, the day we were doing introduction, I started crying.
You did.
Was unable to speak to the whole class.
And I'm thinking, what's going on?
Yes. I was, it was not a sad, a sad moment. It was just that. I was relief.
Freedom.
It was freedom that, and I'm able to divorce. I was going through the divorce process, and my strategy was, but that was my distraction strategy, just to focus on something else. I was lucky to have that experience to be distracted by going back to school, and I was partaking, I was looking, taking care of myself,
mm-hmm.
looking good.
Mm-hmm.
And the important thing was I have to accept that
it's happening.
It's happening.
Mm. You're living in reality.
You have to.
Mm-hmm.
You have mm-hmm. to. A lot of people cannot be me, but I have to accept that this is it.
Mm.
I have to fortify myself, I have to build myself up for my children and myself, because when I went back to uni, it makes me even focus more on the course we were doing,
mm-hmm.
and I'm happy I finished the course. We both finished the course. And that was my strategy.
You know what, this is why it's not good to judge people when you meet them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that day when you were there at the corner, I remember at the back crying, anybody could have judged you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't know what you're going through.
No.
They don't know your story. They don't know anything.
No. So, wow. It was a big relief for me that, okay, cool sprint setter, you're here doing something to build yourself up again.
Mm. Let me ask a personal question now. What do you think hurts most in divorce?
Well, for me, to be honest, I was ready for it. I planned it. The preparation.
Mm.
You have to detach before doing the paperwork.
Mm.
The painful process is before you start doing it,
mm-hmm.
before you're taking the action that I want to get divorced, you have to prepare yourself. The preparation that I'm caught on the courts now, separation time. You have to separate
psychologically.
Mm. When you separate and start thinking on how you're going to cope on your own before you meet another person.
Mm, mm,
so for me, I planned, I think it took me 6 months for me to plan the divorce. And I was, to be honest with you, I'm not perfect, but mine was a bit all right, because I have to discuss, have the, you know, there are some things you have to discuss about. I discuss about the process and what's going to happen. And although my ex-husband did not accept, I was like, we both know that we're not doing ourselves good. And love is a beautiful thing. If you cannot share it to the right person, it's very painful. But I was prepared.
That's good. I mean, I feel like that. I mean, I think that's good, because you have a preparation. Let's talk about men, because I'm going to put it into both men and women now. So, because men grieve differently, women grieve differently. Like you said, your ex-husband, he didn't accept it. He wasn't ready for it and stuff like that. And I mean, I don't know if I should ask you that, because you're not a man, but at the same time, I'm still going to put it out. Do you think his own grieving was different from yours?
Yes. His own grieving was different, because he was not expecting it, actually. Right. At one point, he took me for granted, and I don't really want to hurt him, because I really wanted him to be there for the children. So I've been encouraging him that... we should do. Well, you can see that he was grieving, he was forgetting things, he was having a lot of issues around him, and he was explaining, he was telling me, but we all have to carry our burdens, to be honest, at one point, you know.
And you know, as Ben, there's the, I don't know how to use the word stigma, there's the word like, men don't cry. Men don't do this. Men don't talk about anything, you know. Men has to, you know. Do you think those are, do you think that's impacted him?
Well, yes. He must have had friends or family members he will be talking to. But men do suffer grief as well. They need help as well. And that's one thing my charity is doing. We are there to have talks and help.
Okay.
Men who are grieving, who have just... you know, with divorce, etc., men do suffer as well psychologically. They feel left out. They feel feeling disappointed that, oh, I am not a man. I've failed myself. Which I am telling you, men, you're not failing yourself. If it's not working, it's not working.
It's not working.
And if you need help, go online, search for charities that can help you.
Talk about your charity. You don't want women to come to you. That's a
they can call me. We can talk, because most of the time it's talking therapy. We know you grieve as well, because most of the time when men divorce, they become homeless and
they can't even
look after themselves, because that's the way they do it.
But
there are charity organizations like the Rising from the Ashes Community Interest Company, which I'm the founder. We do help men to get back
on the grounds,
and we do a lot of talking, you know. You know, somebody, we all need someone. We all need ourselves. And we need to support and advocate on behalf of men as well as women going through that process.
And that's one of the reasons why I created Posh Peace Couch, because it's for men, actually safe space. But I didn't tell you about this before. So after like 3 episodes of Posh Peace Couch, there was a riot.
Really?
Because I've got a lot of female friends and acquaintances and people that are listening, and they were like, even today when I was in class today, someone still accused me that, why are you doing your show for just men? Why is it not for women? I'm like, women have more platform to talk, to express, compared to men. And that's why I said, okay, let's create something for men. But I mean, it's now, right now, I've accepted that it's both men and women, but I still have passion for men, because want us to actually come out of our comfort zone and share, actually, not comfort zone, share. And then, because I feel like when we speak more, there's going to be more healing.
Yeah. Congratulations on that. Well done on that. Because men need a space too to speak. Because that's one reason. I worked in a mental hospital for 15 plus years. And a lot of men have breakdown on issues like these. And most of the time they don't have a lot of people to talk to them, you understand?
That's right.
Related to issues like this, they need to open up. Yeah, some men can be both say the egos, yeah, but yeah, at the, by the back, when they're in the bedroom, they cry as well.
Yeah,
it's a good thing for you to have the space for men to speak. Yes, you have to have the space for men to speak. You can collaborate for a little space for women,
mm-hmm,
because mm-hmm, we want to support everybody. Yeah, we want to advocate on everybody. Other, yeah.
Because there's a lot. There's financial part. There's Kit, which is we're going to talk about in the later.
Yeah.
So there's still a lot that has to do with divorce that we're going to talk about, and we have short time. Like, this show is sponsored by, or powered by, Poshpay Therapy, which is what you guys do. It's a therapy place where people can actually express and talk about whatever they are feeling, and it's a very safe space, that I can assure you. And also, we have EA Coaching. They coach you. It's a career company where they coach you on how to start afresh, especially people that are moving from other countries to UK. Extra A Coaching helps you with all that to sort your career out, to do your CV and get you to where you want to go. And then that's so we have a BPM Solution. BPM Solution is a staffing company that can actually recruit for your company, especially virtual recruitment. So they do the training, they do everything. All you need to do is sit down, cross your leg, and see people working for you. So these are our sponsors for this episode. Right, we're going on a short break. And the song we're going to listen to now, guys, I found this song online. I don't know if it's AI powered or whatever, but it's a beautiful song. The title is called Let Me Go. And I just want to play that song because sometimes we need to let go. Divorce is not easy, but you've got to let go. So let's listen to that song, and we're going to be back with Prince Etta in a sec.
You say you love me, but you rush away. Every time my heart wants to stay, your silence louder than the truth you hide. I feel I'm deep inside. I've been patient, I've been calm, making peace with where I am. But your love, they come and go, like you never really know. If my heart be home for you, why you treat them like a place you pass through? I've been holding space for two, why you slowly slipping through? It's a beautiful thing to love someone when the love comes back the same. But it hurts when I'm the only one calling out your name. I see it clearly now, no disguise. I won't beg you, I won't cry. If you must go, go softly, please. Let me heal in peace. I water love with all my tears. Still you couldn't face your fears. I wrapped you up in honesty. You gave me inconsistency. I lost myself inside your needs. Forgot the girl I used to be. Now I'm learning how to breathe without your heart next to me. If my love was not enough, why you keep holding me so close? You don't stay, you don't let go. That one cut me more than more. It's a beautiful thing to love someone when the love comes back the same. But it hurts when I'm the only one fighting through the rain. I see it clearly, no more disguise. I choose my heart this time. If you must go, go softly, please. Let me heal in peace. Oh. Maybe this one's in the past. Even pain, they teach me sense. Even heartbreak makes me strong. I forgive you, I forgive me. For the nights I couldn't sleep, I'll be fine eventually. I'll be fine, just let me be. It's a beautiful thing to love someone. I don't regret my part, but I won't stay where I'm the only one caught in a fragile heart. So I release you, no, no fight. I wish you well with all my mind. If you must go, go softly, please.
Welcome back, people. Yeah, that song is absolutely amazing. For some reason, Letting Go. Letting Go, it's hard, right? I used to tell people, what, not me. I mean, it's obvious that change is one of the most difficult things in this world. Like, when you're used to something, you're used to it. Now, to change, it's hard. Right, Priscetta, I want to start back on this very one that actually gets to me, even though it's not offered to me, mm-hmm. is the finger pointing.
Oh.
When it comes to divorce, people, first thing is, they want to know who's at fault. Mm-hmm. Who's at fault? What has he done? Most of, especially men, mm-hmm. you know, most divorce is always pointed to men, that men are the, you know, aside that there's infidelity, there's this, there's that. There's a lot of things that can happen, not just infidelity. I had a therapy session with someone today, and it was actually domestic, in fact of, he can't, ordinary to help the wife to peel yam or anything, he won't do. Comes back, sit down on the couch, and is a traditional man. What the early is that? You know? But I'm not, that's not where I'm going at that. Why do people wonder, why do we point fingers immediately when two good people can be together, but they are not good for each other?
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be. So why is that?
Well, going back to our culture, the stigmatization is very heavy in the black community. I think we focus too much on people's relationships and marriages. Mm. And for me, I was thrown in the bin, actually. I lost a lot of friends and families.
I believe so.
And what they never knew was I was ready for it, regardless of losing people.
Mm.
And I was wearing the shoe. And yes, they knew after a year. I kept it very quiet.
Private.
So they knew after a year, and that's when they start doing their investigations, and that was too late. So when a lot of people ask me, "Oh, what happened?" I would just be like, "Oh, we've divorced. We are not good for each other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bad for him. He's bad for me,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
that shouldn't stop us from being
friends or co-parenting."
Yeah. Yeah.
But people don't like that. They want to know who's at fault. What has he done? What have you done?
And at one point, they keep winding him up. For me, I'm very assertive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I know what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I can be flexible. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm a woman.
Of course.
Well, I'm a human being. So at one point, people keep, you know, they tried me like, oh, take him to CSA or something. For him to be, people keep winding me up. Take him to CSA related to the children.
Mm.
And I'm like, no, I don't need to take him to the CSA. One of, you know, people from the family and friends group. I'm like, there's no need for me to take him. He knows his responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And he never walk, you know. And they would start, you know, going to his side, bringing up issues about him, but co-parenting. We don't have issues about co-parenting.
That's good. That's
we don't
good.
Have issues because the children needs, he needs to be in the children's life. And I'm happy because whenever they go out, spend time with their dad,
mm-hmm.
that's when I'm resting as well.
Exactly.
And I found it very easy, makes life easy for me as well because I'm very peaceful. I'm not having any issue between the children and I related to not going to daddy, etc. I am happy they is part of their upbringing. And at one point, everything settled. It's just that we have our boundaries related. We're speaking. We are in good terms, and I'm telling you the best way to deal with it is that after the divorce, do not involve the children, like to score goals. So who can be
the best father, the best mother, the good cop, bad cop thing.
Yeah, just leave everything to flow.
And that's why we're coming. We're running up with the children because the title is the mental impact.
Yeah,
it has a big impact on the wife. dad and the husband, mm-hmm. which we spoke about, men and women. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the children, because people believe, which I do, because I'm a product of a broken home, unfortunately, also. Mm-hmm. People believe there's more impact on kids when it comes to divorce. I don't know if you agree, because I do not fully agree. What's your take on that?
I do not fully agree as well. Going through divorce, I think we need to focus on the communication aspect, either with the ex-husband or the wife. You need to communicate. Related to the children, you need to let the children know what's going on.
Absolutely.
And you'll be surprised. Everything will flow well with them.
Mm-hmm. But they can see. There's a lot of things I know growing up, seeing my dad and my mom.
Exactly.
And they didn't even know. I was saying my mom, I knew this, I knew that. She was looking at me like that. So yeah, I knew.
You know, and you need to communicate with the children before the divorce. Let the children know what's the situation. Mommy and daddy mm-hmm. don't seem to be working well together. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. One person need to go out from that away, or one we're going to go through the divorce process, but it's not going to affect you.
Yeah.
Because we care so much about you. And you make few examples of situations that has happened in the house. So just highlight those situations, and we don't want to then tell them that we don't want this to be happening in front of your face.
We're not pointing fingers. We're just addressing your reality.
And did you accept before my divorce? I did speak to the children. I spoke to them.
I didn't have that opportunity. Well done.
Yeah, I spoke to them and make things clear, make it clear to them. They will understand you. So don't be scared and don't play the game wherein you have to start blackmailing the mm-hmm, father mm-hmm. behind.
Or the mother behind.
Or the mother behind mm-hmm, their backs. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You want, and I'm going to, as I'm a living example, I do not blackmail their father behind their back, because you know why? When they get to their father, they will blackmail you behind your back too. Mm. So both of you have to work as a team to respect both sides.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And if you want to make decisions about, for instance, kids are very smart. They'll play with your intelligence. If you want to, like, for instance, you sometimes my daughter will come, "Oh, mommy, I've got that place to go. Daddy said he would drop me."
Mm-hmm.
You know, she knows that if she have the conversation with daddy will say, "Okay, so what I'll do, I'll have a chat behind my daughter's back, you know,
to speak to
the dad and mm-hmm. have a confirmation mm-hmm. before I give her the go ahead to mm-hmm. go to."
So you're still working hand in hand together.
You have to.
Somehow.
If you don't work hand in hand, somebody in the street will work hand in hand with your children.
Word. I think that's the quote of the night. You hear that, guys? Right. If you have any thing you want to contribute, guys, especially on TikTok, guys, drop your message right now. Let's hear what you say on this topic so far. How has it impacted you? Do you have anything to say? Are you going through something right now that you feel like you can share, and we can just, because we're about to round up, we only have less than 10 minutes. And if you want to rant about anything, because we have a segment called Rant to Push, where people rant about whatever they are going through. So if you have that also, please write it down right now. So right, let's move to, I want to talk about faith and church, but I don't think I have enough time. Do you think church or faith, there are helping when it comes to divorce?
To be honest, these days, I'm 50-50.
Right.
Not all churches. Some churches can give you counseling, mm-hmm. but some churches too stigmatize people.
Absolutely.
And mm-hmm. like, for instance, I was speaking to someone some time ago. She was part of the women's group, I think couple or something mm-hmm. group. Some churches which I don't.
Yeah.
Bother to attend, and she said she was disowned, and I was like, "What are you talking about?" I said, "Well, no one is contacting her anymore. Mm. You move her from the women's group,
mm-hmm.
etc., without them knowing and accepting what she wants."
Yeah, that's isolation.
Isolation, yes. Jeez. That's So some churches do, give counseling mm-hmm. and help
and walk you.
You
through it.
Yes.
Why some just dump you like you've committed the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Which is not what God wants us to be, to be honest. Right. Because this is finishing, guy. Oh my God, my health. Well, I think we might need to extend Posh Week out to 2 hours because when the juice gets good, that's where we're rounding up. Right, let's do life after divorce because people need to take something after out of
definitely.
This. So, now that it's happened, what can people do to move on, to start again? You know, what's the coping system? How did you cope? How did you rebuild your life?
Am I looking good? Yeah, I'm looking good.
Because
I know I'm looking good. I'm smelling good. I'm resting.
Mm.
And life after divorce, you have to focus on yourself because you're building yourself again to get back out there.
That's right.
If you think you're stressed that you can't cope looking after yourself, find a friend. I know sometimes friends just gossip about you. Some friends come near you to know about what happened in your marriage, your past marriage, and they take it out in the community. But for now, just focus on yourself. If you need some therapies, of course, Porsche therapy is there. Mm-hmm. If you need some, to start going out again, start meeting new people, and keep your make. Just eat good, look good, smell good, and rest.
And have the right support system.
Yes, you should important. Have the right support system. Mm-hmm. And what I don't want to forget is do not start talking about your divorce to everyone while before and after because you'll be frustrated with the people around you.
They're not trying to do anything. They just want to laugh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Basically, they want to laugh. I agree on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote something down here. I said, life after divorce, I want the listener to hear this tonight. Divorce may end the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It does not end person's value.
Yeah.
It does not end your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It does not end your integrity. And it does not end your future. Now, as a matter of fact, this is where your future starts again. Because at the end of everything, there's a new beginning.
Yeah.
According to the Bible, even I shall do a new thing. So when divorce is now the last result, and you know this is what you have to do, that is not the end of your life. It's actually the start of something new, something
self-discovery.
As you discover yourself, you learn more about yourself, and peradventure you want to go again, you have a life experience. You know you will not do the same mistake again. So divorce is tough. It's not easy. But guys, it's a necessity at some point of some people's life. And we have to embrace it. We have to accept it, unfortunately. Because how about getting beat up to death in marriage just because you want to stay there? How about someone just, you know, putting you to some trauma and shame everywhere just because you want to be in marriage? Sometimes it's not worth it. And that's why I said in the beginning, we're not trying to promote divorce or glorify it, but at some point in some people's life, that is absolutely necessary. And we will here to support you if you are to go through that situation. So, guys, it's been amazing. Princetta, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling relief because I'm happy. I've transferred my experience. I've given light of an experience. A lot of people are afraid to take. You know, that's why we have a lot of domestic violence and people going to the other side of life and not making the right decision. You know, I know we are all cultural at times, but before culture is you.
That's right.
You have to be yourself, be happy, and keep yourself safe. After divorcing, you have to discover yourself again.
Absolutely.
And guess what? Sometimes when you do it the first time, it doesn't work until you do it the second time.
I have a friend. I'm 40 this year, and it's my age mate, and he's already on his third marriage.
Oh, fantastic! Because he knows what he's looking out for.
Not necessarily. But you know, everybody have their own cup of tea to drink.
Yes.
So. Right, I always ask a question whenever people are on Posh Base Couch. Now that you've... What was your experience sitting on the couch?
I felt comfortable and... and it's comfortable talking with you in the studio. Mm-hmm. It's a different, it's professional, different place.
Absolutely, because you know me to some extent, and it's always outside.
Yeah.
That your experience sports speak couch. What can you tell people now that your experience sports speak couch?
I'll come back with another topic. You give me the topic. We'll dive into it.
Good.
Thank you.
Good. I love to hear that. So thank you very much. I really appreciate. I enjoy your company here. I appreciate you coming. I really, really. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, to my listener, thank you. You're wonderful. You're amazing. You guys kept me going. I think I need to change my TikTok for 1 minute and see if there's anything before I miss out on anything. So, right. Yeah. Okay. Nothing is there at the moment. So, thank you. I love you. And I shall see you next week. Stay safe and God bless you.
Ta-ta.
She gave you things I didn't give to you. Old friend, why are you so shy? Ain't like you to hold back or hide from the light. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best of you too. Don't forget me, I beg. I'll remember you say. Sometimes it lasts and lasts, but sometimes it hurts instead. Sometimes it hurts instead. You know how the time flies. Only yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. And mistakes their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste? Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for. since day.